up a staircase, through a bedroom, and there it is. A room lit by skylights and tall windows. The studio where Terry Rothkar weaves her work.
Ground zero for creativity.
It is in the studio that Rothkar has shelves of books on subjects ranging from Russians in Alaska to Tlingit ethnobotany. Bins on a low shelf hold wool.
Mountain goat, merino, alpaca, and bison, because I did use the buffalo wool for that robe for the Park Service. And then dog. I'm working on a dog robe.
There's a spinning wheel in the middle of the room and a weaving frame on which hangs the beginnings of her next project. And over on one of the shelves, right next to an elegant blue vase, is a small frame holding the picture of a shirtless, chiseled man.
Oh, he's just purely inspiration.
Did he come with a frame?
No, I put him in that frame. I've probably had him for 30 years, and he's still inspiring. Yeah, I think that's the one thing that I've actually had to frisk out of gal's hands. I'm like, you put that right back.
Of course, Rothkar's real inspirations for her work come from all around her. Maybe it's a story told by a family member, or the 1964 Alaska earthquake. She calls herself a basket weaver, but much of her work is traditional Tlingit raven's tail robes. Baskets, she says. Big baskets that hold people. Rothkar has been weaving for years. Her work is often surprising, incorporating an unusual color or a new feature, like DNA symbols woven into a recent robe that she did about goats. She says finding new ways to appreciate the art is important.
That's where the rubber meets the road, is are you still doing it? Does it still inspire you? Are you still excited to get in there and do the dirty work? Absolutely, you know.
Why?
There's so many more discoveries, you know. It's like the ocean that we haven't explored. It's all of those worms.
I remember interviewing you a few years back for a robe you were working on for the national park.
Mm-hmm.
And what I remember about that interview is you opened a drawer that the robe was sitting in before it was unveiled. And you spoke to the robe.
Yes.
I hear a lot of personification in the way you talk about your art.
Oh, well, it embodies the place, right? It's a reflection of, maybe it was a reflection in that case, a reflection of that history of the park and that place of the park. But, oh, this robe over here that's about the mountain goat on Baranoff Island has the double helix DNA stranding. The science that I've embedded in it, the double helix, is accurate. So there are the two populations on each side of the robe. I guess they are an entity, just as the materials that I harvest, the tree people and, you know, the ferns and the place that we're at. You know, we live here, but there's others that have been living here for many more thousands of years than us. So, yeah, I think it's relationships.
Rothkar received her award from the Rasmussen Foundation at an event in Anchorage. She says the money will help her take some time to focus on art for the sake of art, rather than worrying about weaving things that will earn money.
Rasmussen has such a leap of faith to support all these artists, and they're calling it a vision. But for us, it's our journey. You know, they're making our journey possible.
Not a lot of people do what Rothkar does, but she's working to share her art form. She's demonstrated and taught all over the country. And when she started, she says she felt like what she was doing was on the verge of going away.
It seemed like such a fragile art form. There's very few baskets. I think the Tlingit basketry was declared lost in the 50s. So I felt like I was, you know, just single-handedly helping hold it up. And the robes, there's so few of them. And there's getting to be more. But again, here I was, you know, really feeling so much like the carrier of the culture. And I realize now, whoops, this basketry, the weaving, it's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. I'm the one that's fragile. The art will continue on.
On the way out the door, Rothkar sits me down in front of her computer and plays a video produced for the Rasmussen Foundation. On the screen, she is sitting at the spinning wheel in her studio.
My name is Terry Rothkar. Chase Kuutla in Tlingit. I am a raven from the snail house, Duktaintan.
And as she finishes introducing herself, This music begins to play, and her name zooms onto the screen in big letters. It is a startling contrast from the woman we just saw at the spinning wheel, but as it turns out, it's the perfect choice by the filmmaker.
This is not music somebody would normally associate with
spinning and weaving. I love heavy metal.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Like who?
Primus. Landis out of...
Another surprise from Terry Rothkar. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.